another episode of Sleep Whispers. I'm Harris, and this is my curious little podcast of whispered ramblings and whispered readings, which I hope will help you to relax and fall asleep. This is episode number 154, and specifically, it's a chat episode, which means I'll be sharing updates from me and feedback from you. So for tonight, I'll be telling you about how you can get a free Sleep Whispers t-shirt. I'll tell you about a new bonus episode I created, an update about my recording gear, how I was a consultant to a whispering Super Bowl commercial, and your feedback since the last chat episode. Before I tell you how you can get a free t-shirt, let me first tell you how you can get a free pillow from Purple Mattress, who is the sponsor of this episode. And I know your brain squirrels just perked up and said, "Who is Purple Mattress?" Well, they are a company with a unique mattress design. It's appropriately firm and soft, breathable, so you keep cool while you're sleeping. And the mattress almost makes you feel as if you're floating at zero gravity, like a relaxed astronaut sipping a fruity drink with a little umbrella in it. Alright, that doesn't make sense, because the drink would just slam into his face shield. Alright, forget that. Strange visual. You can try a Purple Mattress for 100 nights. And if you're not fully satisfied, then you can return it for a full refund. They also provide a 10-year warranty, free shipping, free returns, free in-home setup, and free removal of your old mattress. You're going to love Purple. And right now, you'll get a free Purple pillow with the purchase of a mattress. That's in addition to the great free gifts they're offering site-wide. You just text the word WHISPERS to 797979. So to get the free pillow, text WHISPERS 2797979. Message and data rates may apply. Alright, now let me tell you about the free Sleep Whispers t-shirt. There are two restrictions to be able to enter the giveaway, because there's always restrictions. The first one is that you do need to be a current Patreon supporter or become a supporter by March 12th, 2019. And the second eligibility to enter is that you also need to complete a special survey about my bonus episodes. So, basically, I'm using the free t-shirt as a bribe to help me get feedback about the bonus episodes. I want to know which bonus episodes are the best, and I should make more of those. And which episodes are the worst, and I should be slapped in the head with a banana peel for even ever creating them. So, if you've been thinking about becoming a supporter, then now's a good time, because all new supporters get access to all the old episodes, all the bonus episodes, and then also a chance to win a t-shirt. Now, if you're like me, then you're wondering about your odds of actually winning the t-shirt. Because that's what I would want to know is, yeah, but how likely am I to win a t-shirt? So here's what I can share right now, is that I've already posted the link to the survey to all my current supporters about 24 hours ago. And so far, only 3 have completed it. Because a lot of people don't like filling out surveys or don't have the time. So at least right now, I mean, the odds are pretty good at winning. The t-shirt giveaway and the survey will remain open until March 12th, 2019. And I will announce the winner by March 18, 2019, which means it should be in the next chat episode. Let me thank my newest Patreon supporters who now have access to all the prior episodes and to all the bonus episodes. Thank you to Aaron, all right, let me pause right there. So last time in the chat, in the prior chat episode, I was thanking all my newest supporters. I realized after reading all the names that 2 of them were the same. And so what I should have done is picked out there the first letter of their last name, so I could differentiate them while reading them. So this time I got smarter, and I looked through them, and sure enough, I found or saw 2 names that were the same. There were 2 Aarons. Now get this. They both had the same first letter on their last name. So, what am I gonna do? Like, start reading out their full name and their social security number over the podcast? I don't know. So when you hear me say Aaron twice, I'm not stuttering. It's because there's 2 Aarons. All right, let me restart. Thank you to Aaron and the other Aaron, Christian, Sharon, Noel, Amelia, Christine, Carla, Kelly, Linda, Jessica, Allison, Debbie, Niall, Jane, Sally, Michelle, Maris, Chloe, Sandra, Jasper, and Autumn. patrons for continuing to support my podcast. For some updates, the first update I have is that I made a new bonus episode a few weeks ago, and it definitely was my most creative one yet. So first off, I didn't whisper in the episode, in the bonus episode. I spoke in my normal voice. So it's not appropriate for this podcast because I only whisper in this podcast feed. And I also added a lot of, well, some strange sounds, which I also never do on this public podcast. This podcast feed is just pure, predictable whispering. All my wacky ideas and experimental stuff goes on the bonus podcast. The name of the episode is Sleep Flight to Fiji, and it's a simulated airline flight in which you are the passenger and my voice is the pilot over the speaker system. I know, it's weird. I start off by welcoming you aboard, and then I get you tucked into your sleep pods, and then for the rest of the flight, I ramble gently to you about facts about Fiji. Alright, here, I don't know if it was a good idea, but here's why I thought it might be a good idea. I find the tone in which pilots speak as relaxing, you know, that kind of monotone style. And I also like the sound of voices like that coming over like low quality speakers or like that headset sound. So I talked in that monotone style and I added an effect. So it sounded like it was coming over a kind of a low-quality speaker PA system. I also added the slight murmurs of people around you. You know, you always hear people just chattering during a flight. And I added the white noise of the inside of an airplane cabin. And even a couple of those ding tones that sound off when a pilot turns off the seatbelt light. I don't know how helpful it would be for falling asleep, but I did get one email about it after I posted it, and this one was positive. This is an email I received from Eve. Hey Harris, I wanted to shoot you an email after I used your frankly adorable simulated flight bonus episode for like 2 weeks. The way you folded in the tuck-in with the in-flight lingo and set the atmosphere for it all was just great. I just want to say if you had fun doing that episode, and do any more or different kinds of those types of episodes, I'm extremely on board for it. Thanks for all your work, Eve. Well, thanks, Eve. It was a lot of fun to make that. It took me about 2 days to produce it. I had to find all the right sound samples that I wanted to add in. I hunted down facts about Fiji. I had to write the pilot script and then record it and edit it. I actually searched for examples of what pilots and flight attendants say during flights to make it realistic, and then changed it slightly just to fit my purpose. But maybe others didn't like it. And it's a good example of why I created a survey for my patrons about the bonus episodes, so I can find out which bonus episodes I should create more of, and which episodes are so bad that I should get slapped with a banana peel, or perhaps beaten with an entire rotten banana. Alright, I think I went too far with that. I'm turning this into the Whisper BDSM podcast. Alright, if you are a current supporter or soon to be a supporter, then please do listen to it and fill out that special survey about the bonus episodes so you can let me know what you think about it. And you might even perhaps win a free t-shirt. Alright, on to my next update. Did you see the Whispering Super Bowl commercial with Zoe Kravitz? She was sitting at this table that was outside in this beautiful nature scene, and on the table were two microphones, and she was whispering about Michelob Ultra into the two microphones, and even did some ASMR tapping on the bottle. So here's a fun little info for you: is I was a consultant to the ad agency and production team who created that commercial. So it was pretty exciting. And it was the first ASMR whispering Super Bowl commercial. And I really thought they did a great job with it. I saw that the Washington Post and Oprah Magazine voted it as one of the 10 best Super Bowl commercials. I know you all like whispering, so you may like it also if you haven't seen it already. I'll put a link to it in the show notes. I also have a gear update. In the last chat episode, I told you about how I had purchased this $800 preamp device that's called the Grace Design M101, and I was hoping it would improve the quality of my recordings. And when I added it into my gear chain, it didn't sound any better to me, so I returned it. Well, and I think I mentioned this in the last chat episode, that I had another one that I also ordered. So the other one came since the last chat episode, and this one was also $800, but it had two preamps in it, so it could have been a good deal. And it was called the Focusrite ISA2, and so I tested this one also, and again I was surprised it didn't increase the quality sound of my recordings, so I returned that one also. And this doesn't say anything negative about those preamp devices. Those are both very high quality, excellent preamp devices. I guess what I'm learning is that my current preamps that are built into my digital recorder are high enough quality that adding another preamp into the chain doesn't improve the quality anymore. It also doesn't mean that this is as good of audio quality as I can get. Definitely doesn't. There are plenty other ways that I'm gonna keep trying to improve the quality. Oh, I did do one other thing that's new to this recording. I boosted my recording sample rate from 44 kilohertz to 48 kilohertz. This will definitely result in higher quality audio being recorded, but it may not be perceptible. So I don't know if you'll be able to tell a difference. There are some audio engineers that are also podcasters, and I've heard them talking about sample rates, and a couple have really advocated that it's better to record at 48 kilohertz rather than 44. So I made the switch. Alright, enough tech talk. Now on to some questions and feedback from you. The next thing is an email from Sarah. And here's what she wrote. Hi, Harris. I'm a longtime insomniac, and I by chance stumbled across your whispered ramblings a couple of months ago. Being British, gushing is not natural to me, but they have simply changed my life. Going to bed and to sleep is now a pleasure, and I recommend it to everyone often. I just wish I could stay awake long enough to hear all about the dwarves and roller coasters. So, here in Scotland, you have a dedicated listener. Thank you. Well, thank you, Sarah. The squirrels in my melon also make me dread going to sleep sometimes. So it is important to have something to look forward to when you go to bed, and something that distracts and tranquilizes them. So I totally get that, and I'm glad I can help. Next are four new submissions I've received to my Hey Harris form since the last chat episode. And the first one is from Eve. And here's what she wrote. Your pacing and volume is perhaps even more effective than just the whispering at putting your listeners to sleep, but all of it together is soothing, along with your authentic kindness. I record sound for a living, and I imagine the recipe is a well-placed, meaning close proximity, hypercardioid mic with a windscreen, and the sound is recorded so it peaks at minus 12 decibels or a bit higher, but doesn't overmodulate. I'm glad you took time off, but I'm also very glad you're back. Well, thank you, Eve, for welcoming me back and not being upset at me for taking some time off. And all your guesses about my microphone stuff is very close, and you're giving me another chance to ramble about techie recording stuff. I'm so excited. Alright, Eve, lean in. Everyone else can ignore us if they don't want to hear about more techie stuff. So, the position of the microphone, as you said, is very important. You don't want a microphone to be too far away because it will pick up echoey sounds of the room because you'll have to talk louder. So, because I'm talking so quietly, I do want the microphone very close to my mouth to pick up the sounds accurately and to pick up the nuances. But here's the surprising thing. It definitely can't be too close. And you know about proximity effect, and the bass frequencies can kind of pile up, and it makes your voice sound less accurate than it actually sounds. And you can pick up sometimes too many details that don't always sound good in a recording. So my mic is within 2 fists distance. So it's almost like a fist and a half is the distance between my mouth and the microphone. You also had a great guess at hypercardioid polar pattern. So that would be a good one to use, because the hypercardioid polar pattern is going to focus just on my mouth mostly and reject a lot of external noises that would just annoy someone that's trying to fall asleep. But surprisingly, when I've compared hypercardioid mics side by side to cardioid mics, the cardioid mics either sound sometimes a little bit better, or there's really no difference, especially for off-axis rejection due to the polar pattern. And I was surprised by that. So I did use, and you probably know this, the MKH416 Sennheiser boom mic, which is a strong hypercardioid, and it did reject a little more off-axis, but it wasn't as good as my current microphone, which is a cardioid, at picking up the details of my voice, and it's also a different style, so that one was a condenser, and my current ones are dynamic, which aren't known for their super sensitivity. So, that was kind of surprising. You also guessed a windscreen or a pop filter, which also makes sense because I'm close to the microphone. I don't want my breath kind of interfering on the diaphragm. But, and I did used to have windscreens and pop filters. But after a while, what I did was I just changed the position of my microphone, which, you know, is just the usual trick of putting it off angle. And so I don't currently use any foam windscreens or nylon pop filters. My microphones are commando, you might say. And I think you nailed the decibel right on the head. Like, I can't tell by looking at it, but you guessed minus 12 dB. Now, in post-production, I add 30 decibels to raise the volume up. And then I do an integrated loudness to minus 41 decibels. So if I post it at minus 40 decibels and I raised it 30 decibels. I think you can verify if the math in the audio engineering world works out here. But I think that means that I must have recorded at about minus 12 decibels. So, perfect guess. Thanks for letting me ramble on about more techie stuff. Alright, the next submission to the Hey Harris form was from Noelle, and here's what she wrote. Can you please do another tuck in and fade out with random words? I really enjoyed the one with the letter P. I'm so glad you liked it, Noelle. I'm not always confident about some of the different fade outs I do. Like, I feel okay when I do a Whisperpedia episode or I read a story. But in my fade outs, they're sometimes experimental. And that one with the letter P, I was kind of unsure about. So hearing that you enjoyed it, and I think there's also some more upcoming feedback from someone else who mentioned it as an episode. They really enjoyed it. They also enjoyed it. So I've added your request to my potential future fade outs to do another one with random words, with maybe specific letters or something. Thank you. The next new one is from Carla, and here's what she wrote. I've had trouble sleeping for a number of years now, and I stumbled across your podcast. After listening to the few that were available, I wanted to hear even more, so I became a patron. At the end of the day, I so look forward to putting on my headphones and scrolling through the many interesting episodes that you've made. It was good to hear the one where you give a few details about yourself, and I was surprised to hear that you're 48. When you hear a voice, you sort of put a picture of the person behind that voice, and I really thought you were 23 to 27 years old. I was also interested to hear that you teach biomedical science, and I was hoping you would do a podcast on medical science topics sometime in the future. Thanks, Carla. It's funny, I guess, about the age thing. Maybe whispering is like a facelift for the vocal cords. It makes you sound younger than you really are. So this means all the celebrities and actors in LA will start doing whisper podcasts, I guess, to sound younger than they really are. And I love your request to do some medical science topics. You think I would have, like, done a whole bunch already. I guess I've been purposely avoiding them because I was worried that I'd just be focusing on things I know or things I'm super interested in. So I've been conscious not to do, you know, episodes about renal disorders or cardiovascular disease. But yes, I would love to do an episode on a medical science topic. So I added your request to my list of future Whisperpedia topics. The last new submission to the Hey Harris form is from Jamie. And here's what she wrote. Hey Harris, as a budding voiceover artist and a huge fan of yours, I wanted to try recording my own whisper episode. sounded terrible, and I was weirdly holding my breath. It was so hard. Do you have any advice? I thought I needed to turn my gain way up, but I'm sure you can imagine how horrible that sounded. Keep being awesome and putting me to sleep. Thanks, Jamie. Yes, 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 I have had all those problems, and I do have some tips. So you're right about the gain. Don't crank the gain up too loud or too high. Keep your gain relatively low. You should be able to still hear your voice when you monitor by headphones, but keep it low. Keep the microphone close to your mouth. For me, what works best is about one or two fists away. So you can experiment and try to see what works best for you. So having the gain too high, you'll pick up too many additional sounds. So don't worry about the low gain when you record. You can boost that volume up in whatever audio editor you use. So as I mentioned previously, I boost mine 30 decibels, which is a lot. And you're right about the breath thing. It's always a challenge. You're actually not so much holding your breath as you're running out of breath, because whispering requires constant breath being slowly pushed out, and it requires actually more air and more breath than just speaking. And you can try this test if no one else is around. Say the word happy in your normal voice and see how long that you can maintain the Y sound at the end in your normal voice. And then do the same test, but whisper the word happy, and see how long you can run the Y out at the end. And you'll find that you run out of air a lot more quickly when you whisper. Alright, so I have two tricks for you. The first trick is, while you are recording, pause the recording, catch your breath, and then unpause the recording. The other trick is that just pause yourself. You know, if you don't have a pause button for recording, you can also just pause yourself while you're recording, catch your breath, and then in post-production, you can edit that pause out. So, other than that, I don't have anything magical, except it does, well, and this isn't magical, it does get a little bit easier over time, but it is still something I struggle with. For every time I record, is I feel like I'm running out of breath constantly. And I think if you even go back and you listen to my first and second episodes ever, that I talk about that. I talk about how hard it is just to figure out how to breathe. If anyone else has a question or a comment, then feel free to use the link in the show notes to the Hey Harris form. All right, I've received about 9 new responses to my podcast survey since the last chat episode. I'll share a little bit of feedback from some of these. The first new response was from Cindy, and here's what she shared. My favorite episodes are the fade outs. I found the podcast a few years ago during very stressful time. I couldn't fall asleep because I couldn't turn off my brain. I wanted someone to read to me in a soft, quiet voice until I fell asleep. And then I found you. I'm so grateful for your podcast, and I've been listening since. I also enjoy your humor. I often giggle myself to sleep. Thank you, Cindy, and you made me think of something. I'm not sure if this makes any sense yet, but here's where my brain went. You know how comedy clubs always sell booze because drunk people laugh at anything? And you know how they say driving when you are really tired is almost as dangerous as driving intoxicated? Alright, so here we go. Here's my synthesis. So, if sleepy people are like drunk people, then maybe sleepy people find things funnier than they really are, which means two things. One, I'm probably not that funny. Your brain is just intoxicated with sleep deprivation. And number two, comedy clubs should encourage sleep-deprived people to attend. So you can imagine that, you know, there's a stage up front, but then instead of tables and chairs, it's just a large floor in front of the stage, filled with pillows and mattresses and blankets, and you just come and laugh yourself to sleep. Alright, that is probably a horrible idea. Alright, moving on. The next new response is from Erin. And here's what she shared. Overall, the story time episodes are my favorite type. But two other episodes I specifically loved were the Whisperpedia on Black Mirror and the Trivia Time episode. I'm so happy I've stumbled upon this podcast. It's very relaxing for me, and I listen to it to fall asleep every night. I've also listened to it to calm me down when I've been stuck in traffic. I was diagnosed with a sleeping disorder 14 years ago, and I've tried everything under the sun to help me fall asleep. Luckily, this podcast has been very helpful for me, and I look forward to turning it on at night. I enjoy the educational aspect of some episodes for when I'm more actively listening, and I'd be interested in hearing a Whisperpedia on the conspiracy theories about Walt Disney being a Freemason of the 33rd degree, or other conspiracy theories that aren't too disturbing, or more Trivia Time episodes. Hey, Erin, I think you are the first person to mention that they listen to my podcast when they're stuck in traffic to calm them down. I don't think I've heard that one before. And it's great to hear that overall my podcast is helpful for you, especially having a sleeping disorder, because sleeping disorders just mess everything up. I think the simple equation is poor sleep time equals poor wake time, meaning your whole life gets affected by poor sleep. And I'd like the idea to do some kind of conspiracy theory topic for a future Whisperpedia. I've added that idea to my list. And if you liked that Trivia Time episode, there are two more Trivia Time episodes that I put in the bonus podcast. And I'll probably add more in the future if they end up getting rated well in the bonus podcast survey that I just put out. The next new response is from Jill. And here's what she wrote. The fade out with the personality test has been my favorite episode so far. I would also like to share my extreme dissatisfaction with finishing this survey and then accidentally deleting it. I'm just kidding. Seriously, this is the only podcast or Victrola record I'm old that's ever even touched my anxiety. Thank you so much. Constant anxiety is no fun, awake or asleep. You don't yet seem able to relieve my nightmares, though. Yes, when I'm anxious, I always listen to one or more entire episodes. When I'm anxious and trying to fall asleep, I often drift off and then have to find where I stopped so I can listen to the entire episode later. You make me feel as if I'm tucked into a comfy sleeping bag, listening to an old friend read me a bedtime story. Great to hear that you like the personality test, Jill. That's another example of a fade out where I'm not confident that people are going to like it, or if they have liked it, I just like feel unsure about that. But those surveys, like the personality test style fade outs, do rank well in my general podcast survey that you completed and that many others have completed. So this is why I always need feedback and survey data, because sometimes I'm a dumb coconut at figuring out which of the things that I do are good ideas and which are bad ideas, which makes sense because I do them for you, so I can't figure it out without your feedback and survey data. So thank you for keeping me informed. The next new response is from Sophia. I think all the episodes are my favorites, but I do prefer fade-outs than chats and story time. I can't even sleep without listening to an episode. I even recommended it to a friend's mom who tried everything to fight her insomnia, and this has helped her so far. Thank you for your efforts. It brings me peace and beatitude. Oh, thank you, Sophia. And you taught me a new word, beatitude. I feel like I've seen that word before. Like it looked somewhat familiar as a word that exists. But I really was not confident about the definition, so I had to go and look it up. And it's got a great meaning. It means supreme blessedness or a state of utmost bliss. That's a great word. I'm still not sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly. Beatitude. I don't know. I'll probably find out in the future if I just said it totally wrong, and I'll come back at some point and update everyone on how to say it correctly. The next new response is from Tom, and here's what she shared. My favorite episodes are definitely the chat episodes. So I always got so many thoughts when I try to sleep. So I was on a search for something that could distract me from all my negative thoughts. I stumbled across this, and now I can always fall asleep. Oh yeah, and you're international now, as I live in Austria, which is nice. Thanks, Tom. I've never been to Austria. I'd love to go. I definitely don't know a lot about Austria. So I went and I looked up a couple fun facts. Alright, I have two fun facts. And you probably already know this first one for sure. But the name Austria derives from a Germanic word, Austro, meaning east. And I think I can probably remember that. And the other fun fact that you may know is that the sewing machine was invented by Joseph Mattersburger, who was an Austrian. So, perhaps you live somewhere and in the middle of the town square there's a large statue of a sewing machine. Oh no, so you may already know that bit of trivia. Alright, the next new response is from Victoria, and here's what she shared. For my favorite episodes, I love the short stories. But I also love the Whisperpedia episodes. I've had a hard time sleeping for as long as I can remember. 2 weeks ago, a friend suggested listening to podcasts to relax, and I found you. You whisper me off to sleep every night, and I'm so grateful. I'm very thankful to you for coming up with this idea. Thank you. Oh, thank you, Victoria. I definitely can't take credit for the idea of recording whispers to relax people. I think the first person to purposely record whispers to relax listeners was a YouTuber who went by the name of Whispering Life, and she started a Whispering YouTube channel in 2009. And perhaps the first podcast of Whispering to Relax People might have been the ASMR Sleep Station, which was hosted by this really nice guy, and he had some health issues, so he had to discontinue doing it. But I remember listening to him and thinking, oh, that's a great idea for a podcast. I think maybe my biggest contribution is that I came up with the word Whisperpedia. Yeah, so that's all I did. The next new response is from Quinn, and here's what they shared. My favorite episode is episode 128, the swinging bed guided visualization. My favorite episodes in general are fade outs, as I find their flow to be the most relaxing. I really enjoy enjoy your formatting in your newer episodes. And as someone who struggles with small talk, your ability to ramble on about things never ceases to amaze me. In a good way, of course. Other than helping me sleep at night, the way you can talk about subjects seemingly endlessly before getting onto the main topic has been useful for my own conversation skills. One of my favorite examples of this is your list of words with at least two of the letter P in them. I use your podcast almost every night in order to help me fall asleep. Usually I listen to each new episode once, and if I'm not asleep by the end of it, I'll put on one of the ones that almost never fail to get me to sleep. To this day, I've never managed to hear the end of episode 128, the guided imagery of the swinging bed assembly. Wow, Quinn, that's just another example of an episode I did that I was very, very unsure about. I had no idea if the swinging bed assembly idea would be any good. But you and Tim and a few other listeners have let me know that it is one of their favorite episodes. I seriously wouldn't have considered doing another episode like that again if it wasn't for feedback like yours. So, I'll start looking for something else that I can assemble in your ears. Okay, that's a strange way to put that. You know what I mean. The next new response is from Paul. And here's what he wrote. My favorite episode was your return from winter break chat episode. But my favorite episode types are the fade-outs. I can't really single out a favorite moment, but the intros are always a highlight for me. I started listening to the podcast because I enjoyed ASMR. However, over the holidays I had a terrible migraine and I was bedridden. Your podcast was the only thing I could listen to that wouldn't make them any worse. Now I just listen to the podcast before I go to sleep. Sorry to hear about your migraines, Paul. I don't know if I've had migraines. I've had cluster headaches, and I think I get normal kind of headaches just occasionally. But from what I hear, migraines, of course, are horrible. So, it's great to hear that. My podcast is not making your migraines worse. And I also thought it was interesting that the introductions of my episodes are a highlight for you. Just a couple days ago, I was listening to this other podcaster on his podcast, and he was sharing that his listeners complain about his intro. And when I heard that, my negative squirrels then made me insecure about my intro. I'm like, oh gosh, maybe my listeners hate my intro. I'm just so fragile. But your feedback made me feel a little more positive again. So you soothed me just in time. Thanks. The next new response is from T. My favorite episodes are all your episodes. They're just so soothing. And I know there won't be any surprises. Your voice stays in a whisper, so I feel safe listening. but I do miss most of the endings. I decided early on of a few hardcore rules for this podcast that I would always stick to. And one of those is that I would only whisper, so there'll never be any speaking on this podcast feed. Sometimes I do throw that into the bonus episode, but never in this podcast feed. And also, besides the intro music, I never add any kind of sounds. So no tapping, no crinkling, and hopefully no dogs barking and stuff like that. I know that my squirrels and your squirrels are easily awoken and disturbed if they hear anything that is out of the rhythm or tone of everything else. So I try to keep those squirrels calm. The last new response to the podcast survey is from Kate. And here's what she shared. My favorite episodes are the chat episodes. And overall, your podcast keeps me company when I can't sleep. The whispering is intimate, but it's not creepy. Well, when I first tried it, it did feel a bit creepy, but that wore off pretty quickly. It makes me feel like I have my own personal storyteller. Kate, that is, it's great feedback, because you're definitely right. I have also seen a couple of reviews of my podcast on Apple Podcasts and iTunes that almost said exactly what you said, and I think that's a helpful expectation to some people, that they may feel that it does sound a little bit creepy at first. I'm almost tempted to change my introduction to something like, "Welcome to Sleep Whispers. I may sound creepy at first, but hang with me for a little bit, and we'll probably become friends." Or something even more corny. Thank you to everyone for completing the survey. And if anyone else is interested in completing the general podcast survey, there's a link in the show notes of this episode and on the website. This is the end of tonight's chat. I hope you are deeply relaxed, or even better, deeply asleep.